Recording was done at Santa Monica Civic Auditorium when I was just, I must have been that big. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs that was recorded live, and I hope that you'll forgive the fact that I am a slow hand now. Thank you. With Sammy Davis back in the day, when he would say something to the effect of, with your permission, I would love to do something very special. But with or without your permission, I'm going to do some Partridge Family songs, if that's okay with you all. One of my favorite songs written by the great, late, great Tony Romeo. And I hope you'll remember this. And if you're from New Mexico, this might mean a little something special to you.
She whispered in my ear.
time when I never used to sit. But then again, time passes so quickly, doesn't it? Doesn't it, though? Next thing you turn around, like myself, and you're 39. Even though I can't remember 39. No, I can remember very well. It was only years ago, and I'd like to sing a song that a lot of you probably remember the... Yeah, yes, that's right. I'm singing a song. Sorry? You do have brown eyes. It's lovely. I'm very happy for you. Let's hear it for her. She has brown eyes. Come on. But no, actually, that's not the song. But there's somebody with an album. Is that what Brown Eyes was on? Was it on that album? No, you're just holding it up because you like it. I like that. By the way, who is that chick on the cover of that thing? Oh, that's me. Oh, my God. This is a great song. You might remember Pina Colada. Pina Colada song? Yeah, thank you both. I didn't write it. But the man who wrote this song was the first song he ever had recorded. And I met him a few years ago. I was doing an awards, and he was emceeing it. And as it turns out, he came up to me because we had never met. And he shook my hand and he said, I want to thank you because you recorded this song. I put both my kids through college. His name is Rupert Holmes, and he wrote this great song for me when I was 21 years old. Very innocent.
Though we grew up together, Ferris wheels and sunshine, laughter, rainbows, love, lasted after the rain. Then we were separated, and I became a lonely runner. When I hurt, resting, I'd wonder if I would ever see you all again. Echo down into 6809. We used to call that number all the time. The last time I called you, you hung up crying. Echo down into 6809. Wanna call your number one more time. Stay because you say to a dream that's dying, fragile lifeline, that's on time. Oh no, oh no, I can't face sunrise, lighting up that road to nowhere. Where you've been, I wanna go. Have you been waiting?
My luck. If my arms were long enough, I'd take the sunshine. Hello, operator. Please get me Echo Valley 26809 if it's still in business.
I'm sorry. You've been disconnected.
It seems that, as it's rather warm, you probably all are aware of that. Underneath the lights. Yes, I just love the warmth of the lights. I'm playing that guy. Now, I'm doing something called a television series again. I'm having the most incredible time of my life now. I'm doing a television series. My executive producer and my boss and head writer is my brother by the name of Sean Cassidy. You might remember him. Fantastic writer. We have an amazing writing staff. Writers from shows that used to be on network television like Seinfeld, Frasier, Just Shoot Me. All of the fantastic half hours. It's satire. It's extraordinarily right for me because I play this egomaniacal, mad, totally self-indulgent rock star. This guy, he lives inside me somewhere. It's called Ruby and the Rockets. My brother Patrick Cassidy and I are co-starring along with Alexa Vega, who is a little girl. She plays my daughter, who is the star of Spy Kids. If any of you guys ever saw that movie, it was a wonderful film. Anyway, it airs on Tuesday, July 21st. I promise you, it's the best thing I've ever done. I promise you, you will love it. It is great satire. And it has nothing to do with this next song, except for the fact we play formerly huge pop idols of the 80s. And yes, it's true. And we've gone back and made 80s videos a la 1984. And if you really want to see something extraordinarily dumb, go on to YouTube. Go on and click any of the big pop artists in those days. Duos. And I mean, I have great respect for Duran Duran and for Hall & Oates, but if you see their early videos, it's really lame. I mean, really. So we went back. I'm in a wig, of course, because I don't have the hair anymore. I know, it's very sad. You know, I'm thinking of keeping that wig all the time. So when I walk down the street, people still recognize me, you know? Oh, yeah, it's very cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little hot, a little sweaty in the wig, but nonetheless, I'll shut up now and sing a song that I think some of you may remember. I don't know if it's on that album, but I think it's been a while. Yeah. See if you remember this one. Yeah. Thank you. Good, I sing a song that was actually one of my favorite songs I recorded, written in 1972 or 3 by Jerry Goffin, who taught me a lot about songwriting. He of the Goffin and King. You might remember Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Yeah, six of you do. Well, that's good. Is my imagination, or are we a little tired? Is it a little hot? Oh, no. There's a man with a little energy. Love that. Good man. What happened to the other 600 people around you, though? There we go. Okay, so I re-recorded this song with a whole new arrangement, and it was on an album that about a year and a half ago, something like that, I did Oprah, and it went to number one on Amazon for a long time, and this is one of my best and favorite songs and arrangements that we did, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you remember it. And if you don't, just pretend you do, okay? Oh yeah, I remember that. Will there come a day you and I can say we can finally see each other? Oh yeah, there's some energy. Will there come a time we can find the time to reach out for one another? We've been traveling in circles for too long, long time, trying to say hello.
Yeah. I can't believe we're going down. Yeah. I'd never seen it before.
Tonight is now a two-tell night.
Yeah.
Wow.
She showed it to me. She came
Why shower? You can come here to Busch Gardens and do it all here. It's an easy way. I'm going to sing a great song that, along with something earlier I did from Cream and Eric. This is a song that is not Cream and Eric. So, I think some of you might remember this one as well. Growing up in the fantastic era that I grew up in musically, I was influenced by an awful lot of great bands and great writers and great artists. And these guys absolutely did it for me.
Hush, hush, thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush.
as I exchange instruments. Woo! You know, it's extremely difficult to play the guitar in the shower. I don't know if any of you ever tried, but it seems your fingers do not want to stay on the strings. Makes it difficult if you're lame to begin with.
That's like classic as a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I should try that.
Just a little minor adjustment that we will make. Soon you will see that there's something in the madness. Can you what? Can you dry me down? Hold on for a second. My wife Sue is here. Sue, there's a lovely lady here who would like to dry me down. Now, I'm not sure what kind of security we have here, but why don't you do this? Have her come over there. Stand up if you still want to dry me down. Because this is a... Yeah, okay. I'm scared. But come on. You're from England. Well, I'm from the United States. That's fantastic. What? You saw my show in November? Thank you very much. What is your name?
Mary.
Mary. Hand for Mary here. She's come all the way from England. God bless you. Thank you, Mary. Obviously, you're not very shy, are you, Mary? That was never a problem for you in school, I can see. God bless you for coming, and I'm really happy to have you here. I'm happy that you're here when it's not raining. Because, I don't know if you've been here recently, but where I live down south, over the last few days, this is our week off, and I was fortunate enough to be able to come up here and play. And tomorrow I go back home to my second home in Los Angeles and start working on Ruby and the Rockets again. And I have to tell you, I've never gotten up in the morning and been as excited about going to work, other than this morning, of course, to come here.
Yeah.
Entertainer 101. Tell the audience that this is the finest moment of your creative artistic career. I love to play. Obviously, you've probably noticed at this point I have no set patter. And do you have any idea what I just said?
Nope.
Yeah. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you both for that acknowledgement. I just want to say, I'm going to do a great song, and I'm sitting on towels, which is really...
I think I love you
too, darling. Thank you. I could just play that song over and over again. We'd all be happy, right? Great song. This is a little different, but equally as wonderful, in my opinion. Except, wow, that's kind of psychedelic, isn't it? Ooh, yeah. I think I'll turn that part down.
Make it a little more level in my, a little more level in here so I can hear what I'm playing. A little more.
That's great. Just a hair less now.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's warm when she's away. In the sunshine, she's always gone too. Anytime she goes that way. Another time when she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. No sunshine, she's gone. This house just been no home. Anytime she goes that way. she goes away. I know. Yes, you won't leave me all day alone. You know sunshine when she's gone. You know sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. You know sunshine, she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Enough to have had a career that has lasted a number of decades and to have been able to play most fantastic places all over the world and to be living the life that I never thought I could possibly live, to be able to pursue my dream, as all of you I hope will do so if you haven't already. I hope that you get a chance to do that in your life. My life has just blossomed as a result of being able to be touched by so many people all over the world, and you are responsible for me to be here and to say that. This song, the lyric of it will tell you it is the first platinum album I recorded on my own. It was a song that was recorded previously, and I did a very different version of it that I hope some of you will know and appreciate. But this song is for all of you, and I love you, and I mean that sincerely. Thank you. Oh, because I get to, again, continue to live my dream and work with some fantastic people. They have been with me for a number of years. I'd like to introduce the great talent and beauty of our next performer, Ms. Terry Cote, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Hit it.
Got brass in pocket, got bottle, I am gonna use it. Intention, I feel inventive, gonna make you notice. Got motion, extreme emotion, been driving. Use my fingers, gonna use my in bed.
I know.
The audience is actually out here, man.
I just love it when people are backstage and can't see them. Some sort of distorted conversation with me. No idea.
Oh yeah, gonna tell you a story. It started a long time ago about this boy right here on a TV show. Well, they told me a song, but it wasn't very long. I don't know really how. Always got it wrong, but I wanna try one time for you tonight. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I introduced her fabulous singing performance, but now you get to real stuff. All the way from Ashland, Oregon in the USA, to be here with you tonight, I give you a fabulous vocals, percussion, and drumming of Miss Terry Cote.
Thank you. Yes, he is not to be confused with anybody else but that muse. The man, musical direction. This next man brings you real low. He's rolling mighty fast and slow.
Musical direction, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Bass extraordinaire, Mr. Frank Bobby O. Someone who, you'll see what I'm talking about. Join us here tonight, fabulous guitar playing, Mr. Ryan Bull.
Happy, we are the tree without charity. and a little love and the keep moving on. Something always happens with it, we're together. It happens, you know, and we're singing like a song.
Last night, I turned out the lights again and thought about you. I thought about the way it could be, breeze. Wondering what I'd do here alone without you. Close my eyes and bring it here to me. Just listen to something that I want to let you know. This is you, this pillow I've been.
You know what I'm doing.
I hope one thing before I let you go.
Special treat for you tonight. For the first time in many, many, many years, I'm going to introduce somebody who has been a life inspiration. She
She happens to be somebody who I've written a lot with. She's someone who has a fantastic talent. She's changed many, many people's lives, mine, and our sons as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my wife, Miss Sue Schifrin Cassidy.
Yeah!
Where the heck are you? She's lost in the crowd.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. Come up on the stage and collect your gift. Yes, it's a brand new 2009 Broyland. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sue Schifrin Cassidy. Okay, here's the deal.
Oh my God, he's soaking wet.
Gee, they'd have no idea. It's like that boxer thing. You ever see that slow motion world? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to sing a song that I believe I can sing to each and every one of you with the confidence that most of you, if you haven't, well, unless you've been in a coma for the last 30 some odd years, you probably know this song. It's a song that I will sing as long as I live. I sing it to you. I sing it to my son, who is here along with all the boys. And I sing it to each and every one of you. I want to thank you for letting me share this with you in your life and how it has impacted mine. And I promise you, I will sing it as long as I have breath in my body. Don't you know? I won't touch you for that. Yeah, I am touched. Having a sleeping and right in the middle. Of a good dream.
Yeah. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head. I spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. This morning, I woke up with a scream. I didn't know how to deal with it, so I just decided to myself. I had it to myself, and I never talked about it. But didn't I go and shout it this morning when you walked into our room?
Here's the part that gets very, very romantic, Susie. I think you better let me take this part.
Roll down bubble guns. Roll it all about. I got so much to sing about.
Thank you.
It's always a great trick when the artist walks off and says, goodbye, I'll see you. And you know, they're standing in the wings, drinking beer, doing whatever they're doing, who knows. I chose not to do that because we're all here and it's a celebration that I think all of us should appreciate, and I'm part of it as much as you are. It's an amazing day tomorrow because it celebrates something that, in all due respect to those of you who have come over from the British Isles, we love you. You are our closest brothers and sisters, no doubt, other than the Canadians that are in the audience. Let's see, who else can I piss off tonight? I started with a whole crowd, and I singled out those people. Okay, I think I've covered everybody. I just want to say I get sometimes rather emotional when I get a chance to really connect with the things that mean so much to me, which is, I have traveled all over the world, as I'm sure some of you have, and you realize just how fortunate we are that we live here in this great country of ours, and this is such a celebration for all of us. Leave us not forget why we are here and how fortunate, and those who have sacrificed so much to give us all we have, we take not that for granted, that it means so much for all of us to celebrate this day together and love our brothers and sisters from the UK and from Canada and from all over the world that are here to share with us. Here's to that. And with this, I'd like to dedicate a song to a man who taught me a little bit about, and educated me a little about, the sacrifice as he lost his brother, my uncle. My father taught me this song when I was 3 years old, and it was one of his favorite songs. I have changed the arrangement quite a bit, but I know every time I sing it, it means something very special to me and the people who know the relationship, such as my son who's in the audience tonight, how much it meant to me. So I give this to you from my heart.
If your sweetheart sends you a letter of goodbye, yeah, it's no secret, you're gonna feel so much better if you cry. From a bad dream, now, don't you sometimes think it's real? Well, it's only false emotion that you feel. If your eyes keep on hanging around just a little too long, and your blues just keep getting blue, with each new old song, just remember, sunshine can be found. Thank you.
groaning, cry. Children and each other. Good night and God bless you. And God bless America.